require.
Anything else, Greg?
Group, yes, we were able. The state would like to draw our next giveaway, exactly, plus another one of you, so while the asking, we were able. Thanks there, we at the state, Mike Cook, our next person to be blessed by our next giveaway this afternoon is. Number 117, anybody here yet, F-117?
You do.
Okay, 117, you are our personal blessing for this giveaway this afternoon, please go to the table located by the fountain, show your blessing up. Play your free love gift, and this love gift is generously provided by the asking, who are able, is there a CD album? Clearly spoken. The asking, who are able, who are how you got the city ministry, that's proclaiming to God, to praise within the soul.
No, I know it all, it's in.
The asking, who are able, who are made up of Ken, Reverend Ken Bookgang and his wife Ruth. Sometimes in concert, you may notice that Reverend Ken and Ruth, by God's direction, only may use instead of their real name, rather than will use their God-given name or stage name. You may hear Reverend Ken referred to as the angel Gabriel, while Ruth has been directed by God to keep her human or the angel name up, Ruth, which is, as you know, all known woman of the Bible, as they will be first to tell you. We are not trying to put ourselves on a pedestal, nor are we saying we are better than ourselves or others. The name, the astral angels, instead, refers to the job angels have been given in God's word. Angels are nothing more than messengers and service, his definition in mind. Gladly take that duty of being messengers, and most of all, fellow servants. Their singing style is a little traditional and a little contemporary. There are missionary outreaches, physically and spiritually blind alike. The primary outreach goal is to the edification of the saints, reaching out to the lost and helping those in distress. The education of Christ's body is to the abilities, needs, and rights of those who happen to be visually convenient and special talents they can bring to God's church.
That's where I wanted to find that.
Yeah.
Without further ado, here they are, Reverend Ken Wilkane and his wife, Ruth, better known as the Astro Angels.
It's on Saturday at Conneaut at off of Mill Street. You go across, like Route 7 goes south, Mill Street goes to the left in Conneaut. And well, all you have to do is
good evening, everybody. Hopefully you're having a good time this afternoon.
Shell station.
And we're going to ask God to bless us tonight. Amen.
Left on Mill. You cross over both sets of tracks. Stop at the stop sign. Go over through the stop sign. First road to the left. You go down into the parking lot right there. The church is right in that point. I don't know the name of the road. But it's, yeah, both tracks. Once you go through the stop sign, it's the first road to the left. But the church is actually on Mill Street. The front of the church is on Mill Street, but the back of the church where the parking lot is on that angle of street. You'll see the church is right in that zone. Well, we play it about 6:60. Because, and then there's a lunch, or a picnic dinner, like at 5. From 5 to 6.
How long will you be seen?
Maybe an hour, hour and a half.
But hey,
I go to church. That's where I've been growing. Because they use me for their special ceremony.
And yet his eye.
Saturday the 13th, July 13th.
The anchor holds. Though the ship is battered.
Okay.
I've had visions. 'cause the anchor holds. Oh, the ship is battered. The anchor holds. The shells are torn. We were afraid to join. has to be out to all of us that happen to have a little inconvenience. It's my testimony in a song. But it also goes out to all those churches that want to step on us. I want you to listen out. Little message to you, listen up. I feel like God wants me to be all that He wants me to be. The others don't see that the Lord, He lives in me. Just because I don't see
great, that's all.
And if you can't see Jesus is God, then you're going to be in bad shape when this next song happens, as redemption draweth nigh. Whether the men or the women, all right? Here we go. Sing, no wondrous love of Jesus. Sing his mercy and his grace. In the mansion bright and blessed, he'll prepare for us a place. Come on, men! When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Okay, our next song, we're about to do an invitation. We like to at least give an invitation. This is going to be our second to last song. And during this time, as we're doing our invitation, we'd like all the other groups to come up for our finale song afterward. But while we do this invitation, we would like to give an invitation to anybody who does not know Jesus as their personal Savior. Now, we want you to know you do not have to belong to a church. You do not have to have a church membership to be saved. Jesus said, John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Okay? You don't need any of that other nonsense. You don't need to tithe. You don't need to know all that other stuff. It's only Jesus' blood only that saves it. Because if it was anything else, Jesus wouldn't have had to die on the cross. Amen? So while the other groups are coming up here to get ready for our finale song, we want to do this song as an invitation, okay? It's a song that Steve Green made popular, but I think it's appropriate as an invitation too, because people do need the Lord, amen? And so anybody that doesn't know Jesus as their Savior, all you got to do is just raise your hand no matter where you are. Our evangelist Tim Gruber out there will come to you personally and show you the way to Jesus, amen? Because you could accept Jesus right here. You don't have to go to a church building. Jesus is here, right here tonight. Okay? So tonight we want to sing this song. And while, like I said, while all the other groups are coming up to do our finale song, also Lindy DiCarlo with her leader dog puppy in training, Kelsey, as well as Lori Dent and her puppy, her leader dog, Jip, they come up for our song, our finale song too, because we want them to be out front when we do this last song, okay? And they know what to expect as it is, okay? So we're going to do this invitational song. If you don't know Jesus, come to Jesus tonight. Every day they pass me by, I can see it in their eyes. Empty people filled with care, headed who knows where. On they go through private pain, living fear to laughter hides their silent cries. Only Jesus hears. He won't leave alone. He won't leave alone. Only we can share. So if you don't know Jesus tonight, we pray that you do. Because without Jesus, it ain't worth anything. Although, yes, we've been, one of the goals we had and still have is to see a leader dog trained, placed, and raised for another blind person like me and like Lori. The other goal is to see somebody saved tonight. That'd be great. So, all right, now, hopefully Lori and Lindy are in place, and the circle of friends, hopefully you're here, and everybody else, okay. We want to do this last finale song, because this here is a special song I sent out and got everybody together, because we want to do a special song to those who gave and were able to give and to help in supporting and doing something special to raise the money toward another dog. Now, if we reach that goal, it would be great. But so even if not, but also, you know, those who may have sent via the internet or whatever, however they did with the school. But for anybody and everybody, we want to send out this very special song. And so I know it was very unique how we did this. We sent out an MP3 file to the Circle of Friends and the Voices of Victory, if they were still here, they got a copy of the song. But it was very unique. All of the groups are very different areas of the state, but we all got a copy of the song, and we're going to do this song. This is the first time we've actually been together on the same stage to do this song. But I know God's grace is able to do this. So this is going to be the first time we're doing it actually live together. So I know God's grace is able to do this. So God can do anything, amen, except fail, amen. So here we go, y'all. We want to say thank you to all those who gave in a special way tonight. Just listen to the words. Dreamed I went to heaven, and you were there with me. We walked upon the streets of gold beside the crystal sea. Heard the angels singing, and someone called your name. We turned and saw this young man. He was smiling as he came. He said, friend, you may not know me now, but then he said, but wait. You used to teach my Sunday school when I was only 8. Each week you would say a prayer before the class would start. One day, when you said that prayer, I asked Jesus in my heart. Missionary came to your church, his pictures made you cry. Didn't have much money, but you gave it anyway. Jesus took the gift you gave, that's why I'm here today. Thank you. our city. Little things that you had done, those sacrifices made, unnoticed on the earth, but in heaven now proclaimed. You know what to do. You're not supposed to cry. And I'm almost sure there were tears in your eyes as Jesus took your hand and you stood before the Lord. He said, my child, look around you, for great is your reward. And thank you for giving to the Lord. I am a life that is changed. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so glad you made. Thank you for giving to the Lord.
To our MC.
And I would like to introduce once again Reverend Ken Wolfgang, as he will now be telling you about his life with his dog, Truman. Here he is, Reverend Ken Wolfgang.
All right, well, I guess I get to talk to you guys about me and Truman here. Actually, me and Lori was, Lori, we were talking about a little bit of the trekker training and how that was just a little bit before, like 6 months before I went in and got Truman. And we were talking about how I came in on the Greyhound bus to lead your dog. And I was talking about, yeah, we remember that. And the fun part is, one thing, you know how Greyhound, they say, leave the driving to Greyhound. Well, one thing you don't do is leave the luggage to Greyhound. Amen. That's for sure. But one thing I've learned about having a leader dog, or any dog for sure and for certain, is this. Without a dog, having a cane, I've learned this for sure and for certain. Having a cane, they don't stop you for traffic. You got these bozo drivers, especially in Ashtabula, who seem to love to talk on their cell phones, right turners, you name it, love the text message, you name it, and the dog is there to stop you, okay? Truman is worth his weight in gold, okay? 20 times he has saved my life in traffic situations. 20 times alone. Several times on the street. Whether, you know, at a street curb where he stopped me before I actually stepped out into the road. And several times where a driveway situation where I was coming up the sidewalk and all of a sudden some bozo, whether it was he was turning in front of me and it coming at me and he turned in front of me, or it was from the coming from behind and turned in front of us. He spotted it before I did. And you'd think for someone coming from behind, the dog would not spot that, but he did. He noticed it before I did, and he stopped us. So it was very interesting to notice that. And it's like, now had it been my cane, as my old orientation mobility teacher would say, I'd have been straight pizza. So, you know, the old street pizza, my eyes would have been pepperoni. Okay? But thank God for the dog. Without the dog, I'd have been dead meat long ago. But God, you know, the Bible says, Genesis chapter 1, he told man that they were to have dominion over the animals. And that dominion was never given man to be over his wife. Somehow men think that that's their place, to have dominion over his wife. No, he gave rule, that means a guideline, but never to be so big shot. However, he gave man a rule over his wife to give a guideline, but never an iron fist like Hitler. But yet on the other hand, he told us to have dominion over the animals. Now, you could do good with animals and end up with a leader dog. Or you could do evil and you can end up with a vicious dog that hurts people. Well, I'm glad that there are some people out there that have learned that you could do the right thing the biblical way. And anybody who says that it's wrong to support an organization like Leader Dog or any other school that does this kind of work, they don't know their Bible. And they need to open the book, read it, and see what it says in just the first chapter. So the first chapter tells it the way it is. It says, let man have dominion over the fish of the sea, the fowl of the air, and over all the cattle. Well, all the cattle, that includes the dogs. And as long as we do what's right, you will see that we are to have that dominion. And if we train them right, they could be beneficial to man. And then with that beneficiality, someone like us could get out there, have a job, do other things, and not just be sitting on our duff. And some people know here in Ashtabula, I am now officially running for city council. Yeah, I'm running for city council right here in Ashtabula for Ward 3 city councilman here in Ashtabula. I couldn't have done that several years ago with just a cane because I wouldn't have trusted the traffic. But now with Truman, I know I can do it. And God, with Truman and with that ability, I've got that confidence that I can do it. So God willing, and in his will, I'll be able to do it. And I'll be able to get in and maybe make a difference for this city. All right, so I think I'll turn this back to the MC for the closing stuff.
Put a word out there and let him know. Well, you don't
mind. Yo, Tim!
I just want to thank everybody for coming out here today. Correct, it's officially time to have a closing word of prayer. Let's have a word of prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just want to thank you, dear God, for this day. Lord, we thank you most of all for giving your only begotten Son. Now, Father, we pray, Lord God, that you would just continue, dear God, to take this organization, dear God, and continue to use it, dear God. These dogs, Lord God, for your honor and glory, your creatures, just continue to use Reverend Kenny and those involved in here, God, magnify and glorify you in a mighty way. And Lord, we just pray, dear God, for our hearts and heads, dear God, that we lift them out, God, to the spirit of you, Jesus, dear God, as a Lord of the Lord, loving you, loving God, Lord, we just pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, we glorify now, get us traveling, Lord, we